I sit on the edge of manifest destiny. My feet placed firm on the edge of this continent. This was their dream. Sea to shining sea. To develop and conquer from sea to shining sea. I'm now looking at the shining sea for which they quested. It's so beautiful, endless, comforting, strong, mellow, unchanging. They couldn't conquer the sea. It's the same sea for which they longed. The same sea for which nations of people, both indigenous to this land and also the original land, Africa, died. I turned 180 degrees to face the east. I no longer see wildlife. I no longer see beautiful brown and black faces living to live and not to survive. I no longer see the happiness which was life. Where are the buffalo, the streams, the trees, the beaver, the mighty eagle, the bear? Sure, you call the place just north of here Los Osos, but I have yet to see one grizzly, brown, or black bear. Where are the civilizations run by the civilized? Have they but all moved off this earth completely to let ignorance destroy this world? When I look across the land, I now see fences, restrictions, laws, hate, hopelessness, and despair. Is it too much for a person to have clean air, water, earth, and healthy fire? The cardinal points have been polluted, which in turn subjected the consciousness of this world to the same pollution. I sit on the edge of manifest destiny. I find myself completely submerged in the future. The future isn't coming, it's been here, waiting for the innocent to acknowledge it. The future is now, and I know it. I know it because humans now buy the sounds of nature on compact disc. Is the call of birds, the relaxing rush of a river, the strength of thunder, the calm of the breeze, sounds of antiquity? Have we gone so far from Earth that she is only to be found in a digitally remastered form? I know it's the future because humans radiate their food more than they use fire. I know it's the future every time I place 35 cents in the machine to get 1 gallon of treated water. I know it's the future when exercise is done by watching a videotape. I know it's the future when the original people choose to imitate the unlearned. The originals are no longer original. I sit on the edge of manifest destiny. I turn another 180 degrees to again face the shining sea. My revolution has taken me from the past to the future, and now I stare at the past again. The sea knows so much, so many secrets. I humbly ask forgiveness for all that I may have done in contradiction to the continuity of life, love, and understanding. I can only pray others do the same. I sit on the edge of manifest destiny.